Welcome, fantastic fungi, to the Lost Levels podcast. This is podcast number 115, and I am your sexy hostess, Cake Toadette. Joining me today, we have Super Zambazy.
Mario Kart is almost out.
No! Soul.
Hello.
And Spider Staryu.
Hey, juice babies.
All right. Today's podcast will be about the recently announced games in the Pokemon franchise, Pokemon Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire. That's right, all those lame, stupid, Hoenn confirmed jokes can finally end, because it was actually confirmed on May 7th, to be exact.
Those
jokes were funny at first, but after a while, it started getting a little out of hand. So now Hoenn fanboys can, shut up. Hey, everybody, we can go, fist Steven again. All right. let's not waste any time. Let's go right into the questions, because we got a lot about them, because we love Pokemon. All right.
Gotta catch them all.
Gotta goddamn catch them fucking all. All right. How did you initially feel when the game was confirmed? Soul.
Unlike most people, I was expecting it for E3. That was one of my predictions, that they're going to announce Hoenn, but now I can't do it, because they're obviously going to show it then. I was more like, oh wow, they announced it early, and while I really don't care for Hoenn, I was more like, oh, I maybe they'll actually change it. That was pretty much my first feeling. I was like, oh, maybe they'll actually change Hoenn for once, but I'm indifferent towards it, really. It's a new Pokemon game.
FC?
So, yeah, I was a little different, the opposite. Well, first of all, from what I remember, besides last year, I don't think Pokemon really has a presence at E3. They just don't show it there or have it playable or do anything there. So I was expecting it not at E3. So expectations were whenever. And I was happy because it's more Pokemon. And I kind of just got back into Pokemon with X, so this is exciting. I liked what I played there, and I'm happy to do it again.
And you could finally learn about those Pokemon like Hariyama, which you
thought. Oh my god, I was crying.
I have a Hariyama,
the ball sack Pokemon.
I have a Hariyama named Zambazy just because of that.
Alright, Staryu, how do you feel?
Okay, so as it turns out, I recently just, the day this was announced, I got home from school, and my brother was, like, bothering me, about, like, oh, I gotta shoot something, I'm like, oh, I don't care, it can't be important, so then I just gave in, I'm like, oh, what do you want, and then when he showed it to me, I'm like, I didn't believe it for a second when I first saw it, I'm like, really, is this real, I'm like, and it was actually real, so I was like, oh my god, I was so excited, I'm like, oh, MGBBQ. I was just really super excited, and I'm
using
really...
that 2006 talk, weren't you?
Yeah, I was. Oh, Lord help me! I was just really excited, and I still am still excited. So yes.
All right. Well, when I first heard about, as you all know, I'm still a little young high schooler in the big world of edumacation. So this was around lunchtime when I found out about this. I took out my phone because, it was kind of pretty much break time. So this is when you can use your phones and electronics and whatnot. So I was just chatting up my friends, and, I noticed he sent me a text, and he said, dude, they got two new Pokemon games coming out, Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire. And I was like, what the hell? Is this legit or something? Yeah, I didn't actually really, believe it at first. So I went to, went to Facebook, because, I follow those pages, Metagross and the official Pokemon page. So basically big pages that would hype it up a lot if it was actually real and not just a fake. And then I went on, Serebii and all, too, confirmed sources and whatnot. And I was like, well, goddamn, this is legit. It's the real deal thing. I thought Hoenn confirmed was just going to be, this destined to be a joke forever. And it's like, well, goddamn, Hoenn is actually confirmed. And I didn't even actually feel that excited about it, probably because I don't really have that many memories of Hoenn. But I was like, wow, they finally did it! They finally did it! Basically, the next question, which I guess should have been the first question, but are you getting the game? Which version do you plan on getting, or do you plan on getting both? And as a bonus, you don't have to answer this if you don't know yet. Which starter will you choose, Sol?
I'm getting the game, or a version of the game, but unfortunately, I don't know which version I'm going to get. More than likely, I'm going to be getting Alpha Sapphire. But I like usually getting, it's like a system me and my brother always get. I always get the first one. Like, you'd always say Diamond and Pearl, I get Diamond, or X and Y, and I've gotten X. And I didn't realize it was a system until I got X. And I was like, wow, we've been pretty consistent with it. But I'm probably getting Alpha Sapphire, just because I'm more of a favor towards Kyogre. Starter, probably, I'd probably choose Torchic, just because I don't like Swampert, and I really don't like Sceptile.
SC.
Okay, so, spoiler alert, I didn't play the originals. What are the names of the two?
The two legendaries?
Kyogre and Groudon.
And which one is which?
Groudon is the red one, Kyogre is the blue one.
Okay, so first reaction, I want the... Oh, shoot, I already forgot. What is it, Kyogre or something?
Kyogre?
Oh, my God, Kyogre. Come on. You're not even trying.
I know you can't pronounce the first generation of Pokemon, but, like,
you mean
this
all
is,
generations, but...
we're not playing Parrot over here.
We're not having any Parrot.
Kyogre is the blue whale. Oh, Kyogre is the blue whale one, and Groudon is the red dinosaur-looking one.
Yeah, so initially I thought Kyogre looked the best, but... Groudon looks pretty intense. So I don't know. I mean, we really literally don't know anything about the two and what's going to be different about them. I guess we can make assumptions based on the original.
Okay, here, I'll give you a little bit about the Pokemon lore, because for those of you that don't know, Iwata confirmed that they're just going to be complete remakes, not like different versions or whatnot. They're just going to be complete remakes with, you know, updated graphics and hopefully updated mechanics. Kyogre is like the master of land. It's a ground type Pokemon.
Groudon, she means.
Whoops.
I said Groudon.
No, you said Kyogre.
No, I said Groudon.
I swear to God, you guys are listening. She said Kyogre.
I said Groudon, curious. Man.
Now I'm really curious at what she said.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Either way, it's Groudon is the master of the land. He's a ground type. The enemy team, Team Magma, wants to, in Ruby version, and most likely Omega Ruby, wants to use Groudon to increase the amount of land in the land of Hoenn, like, because Groudon's special ability is called Drought, which means every time it's sent out into battle, the sunlight weather immediately starts. It makes everything sunny, and sunny boosts fire type moves, which I really don't understand why they didn't make Groudon a fire type. For the longest time, I thought Groudon was always part fire, but I was like, no, he's just a ground type. All right, then.
I had that same thought, and SD also has that same thought.
Well, you just look at the art. It's blue and red. Like, what? Come on.
It's so weird, because I always thought he was a fire type, not because of like magma, whatever. I always thought of it just because he had drought, and I was like, "Why would a ground if he was a ground type, he should have gotten like Sandstream or whatever." But I'm
well. I mean,
I got
at least Sandstorm,
Sandstream, the ability.
Oh,
nice.
Anyways, yeah. Well, I mean, at least he does learn fire type moves. It'd be really stupid if he got drought and couldn't even learn a fire type move. But yeah, Groudon is the master of the land. Its ability is Drought, which makes sunlight. And in the game, it causes like a really huge drought that like dries up the water in Hoenn, and like, you know, it gets too much, and you have to stop it by capturing Groudon. And in Sapphire version, it's the same story except with Kyogre, and Kyogre is the master of the sea. And his, or its, I mean, I just call every legendary he, Its special ability is drizzle, which is the same as drought, except instead of sunshine, it creates the rain weather effect, which boosts water type moves. And Kyogre's a water type. And so in Pokemon Sapphire, Team Aqua wants to use, which is the main rival of Team Magma, like they fight with each other. Team Aqua wants to use Kyogre to make more water in the land of Hoenn, which I never got because Hoenn is already, like, goddamn, like, 70% water. There's so many surfing places. It's like, you already won, Team Aqua. What else do you want? There's water everywhere.
As
you guys might have, like, know from previous podcasts, I've been playing a Ruby emulator, which has nothing to do, ironically, has nothing to do with the Hoenn remakes. I just, you know, I wanted to test out my emulator. And I thought, oh, hey, why don't I play a Pokemon game? I haven't played Hoenn in, like, forever. My freaking Swampert, I guess I'm already answering your question, I'm gonna choose Mudkip. My freaking Swampert, he has, like, free HM moves. He has Waterfall, he has Surf, he has Dive. There's water freaking everywhere. So I don't know why they wanted to use Kyogre to make more water, because there's already water everywhere. But anyways, when Kyogre is sent out, its drizzle ability activates a rainstorm over Hoenn.
Making everything wet.
He's making it rain, and then you have to defeat or capture Kyogre to stop it. So there you go, SC. Here's a little information about Groudon and Kyogre. One controls the land, the other controls the sea. They're rivals with each other, and then the third legendary in their trio, Rayquaza, who controls the air and is dragon flying type. In Emerald, he comes down and stops them from fighting.
Yeah, you're writing this down, SC?
Study up. So, alright, so now you know, do you have an idea of which one you like more?
I mean, the Groudon sounds a little more interesting just because water, I don't know, like you said, that's the one thing I know about, these two games is that there's 70% water, that's all you hear, like, all the water, it's so terrible. So, yeah, I probably
yeah. So, Groudon. So you're gonna choose Groudon?
For now.
All right. It's Groudon, but okay. Do you know which starter you're getting?
Oh, you know what? People are gonna hate me for this, but I don't have the nostalgia for this. I think I don't like any of them. They all look pretty
fine.
Stupid.
Oh. I think the Hoenn starters.
That's okay. I have the same feeling about Johto. Like, Feraligatr's pretty cool, but I don't really like any of the Johto starters.
I agree with you on that. But fun fact about Groudon, SZ, he's the heaviest Pokemon, since you obviously do not know what a Groudon
is. Not counting glitch Pokemon, because there is this one glitch, like, I think it's just called, like, M female symbol or something like that. It weighs, like 8,000 pounds or something
like
that.
Oh my
gosh. But talking, like, legit Pokemon here, Groudon is, in fact, the heaviest. And I believe, Hoenn actually introduced the tallest and the heaviest Pokemon. Groudon's the heaviest and Wailord's the biggest.
Ooh, Wailord on skitty action.
I don't know why. Yeah. I always thought Giratina was the heaviest. Because I just remember reading the description.
Giratina's one of the heaviest, I believe. Let me, I actually kind of want to Bulbapedia this now. Cause I know Giratina's one of the heaviest, but Groudon is the heaviest. Groudon's a big fatty, you know, the bajiggle jaggle.
What? While you search it up, should we just move on to the next question?
Answer.
Staryu and I haven't gone yet.
Oh my god.
SZ syndrome.
We went a little off track though with the explaining to SZ. But anyways, Staryu, are you getting the game? If you are, which version do you plan on getting? And if you know, which starter do you think I'm getting?
When I was a kid.
Oh, wait, hold on a second. I just found out. SC, you're very close. Giratina is the second heaviest Pokemon.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I didn't know
that. In its normal form, it's the second heaviest. In its origin form, it is the fourth heaviest after Dialga. So it's.
Okay.
The heaviest Pokemon are Regigigas, Heatran, Snorlax, Avalug, Metagross, Giratina, Origin, Dialga, Giratina, Normal, and then Groudon.
Avalug's heavy.
Metagross, yes.
Avalug is 1,113.3 pounds.
Lord
big
Jesus.
Ass iceberg.
Needs to go on a diet.
Well, Avalugg doesn't actually look fat, though. It's just literally a giant iceberg. Anyways, let's stop cutting off Staryu and let him answer the question.
Yeah, before I cut y'all off. So as a kid, I had the Sapphire version, so I think I'm just gonna get, the Sapphire one, the Sapphire remake, because, you know, based off of nostalgia and stuff. And, you know, I've always loved, Kyogre. You know, I just love things being wet. All right, I know I like the, I know I make the sun's rays intensify. All right,
yes.
I know that. We all know that. But still, I love Kyogre. I really, as a kid, I always just love the fact that he makes it rain because I love rain.
I make it rain on them hoes.
Yes. And for the starter, okay, you guys are probably gonna like be like, "Are you serious with this?" But I'm gonna choose Treecko. Ever since I watched the anime, like, I've always loved Treecko, so, like, that's why I picked them as a kid, because I just, the anime, Ash inspired me.
I always thought that Sceptile would have been better if it kept Grovyle's little leaf thing.
I know, that's what I was gonna say. I kinda like Sceptile, but I don't like Treecko, and I kinda like Grovyle, but Sceptile is probably my favorite of the three in that line.
Oh, Grovyle is really cool. It's just the final evolution's kind of like,
I never got the hype for Grovyle.
Well,
it's probably because of Mystery Dungeon. Mystery Dungeon had a Grovyle, or Ash's Grovyle, since he was one of those like badass Pokemon. Just like why people like Charizard a lot because of Ash's Charizard and whatnot.
Yeah. So I'm gonna be getting what is it called? Pokemon Omega
Alpha.
Alpha Sapphire. Because I keep thinking, like, it's called Alpha and Omega, but it's actually Omega and Alpha. I'm, like, confused here.
There's a funny thing here. There on, I believe it was, like Game FAQs or something like that. There was this one user named, like, Ultra Mario or something like that. And about, like, 3 years ago, a year ago, he made a post. It's like, you know, I think after X and Y, the next games are gonna be Alpha Ruby and Omega Sapphire.
I was like, oh,
it's like
so close.
The CIA must confiscate this man.
They probably changed it just so they wouldn't like get like any like lawsuits or anything. Nah, probably not, but still. But yeah, Kyogre and Treecko.
Alright, SC seems kind of undecided right now, but for now, I'm the only one here that's 100% getting Omega Ruby, because Groudon's my boy. I just always thought he looked cooler than Kyogre. Sorry, Kyogre's cool too, but I always thought Groudon looked cooler, especially in his new artwork, because he's like, you know, yeah, goddamn, lava veins, you know, giant dinosaur rising from, you know, the center of the earth. No, it's pretty cool. Even though Kyogre would, you know, pretty much just kick Groudon's ass, especially since, you know, the whole type advantage and whatever. But I don't know. Groudon's cooler in my opinion. So and Ruby also has one of my favorite Hoenn Pokemon as an exclusive, Mawile. And for starters, I'm gonna pick Mudkip. I like Mudkip before that stupid meme rose up, but I just like Mudkip. Alright, so next question. Did you play the original Hoenn games? Like the original Ruby Sapphire Emerald? And if you did, do you have any like special memories of Hoenn, Sol?
I did. I don't think I ever completed Ruby. I had Ruby. Admittedly, I think I got to. I might have told the story in probably one of the first podcasts I was ever on. But I played Ruby and I never could get past Winona. I can't stand Winona because her freaking Swellow was like over leveled or whatever for my team. I think I never just trained them. I think I was that person who just kept continuing on. I keep meaning to. I think I have a DS Lite somewhere. I keep meaning to go check how what levels my Pokemon were compared to her Swellow, because I know I had almost a full team at that point. In terms of memories besides Winona, I don't have too many because I haven't played Ruby since literally maybe 2011, maybe 2010. It's been forever since I actually played that game.
SC. Oh, wait, no, you didn't play the original games. Never mind.
Oh, okay.
Shade.
I mean,
it wasn't shade. It's the truth.
I mean, like, I don't know. I don't think you can really have any memories of Hoenn if you didn't play the games.
I really don't even remember. He's remembering the game itself in stores or people playing it, but I do remember one time watching a Pokemon movie, and it was about Jirachi and Deoxys.
Oh, yeah.
So I've watched that.
I think I'm the only person who actually likes Jirachi the Wishmaker. I love that movie.
Also, random question. In these Pokemon movies, is it always the end of the world, basically?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
The world always ends.
Practically. Except for, I think, Destiny Deoxys didn't have the end of the world. It was just like, oh no, the city's going to be destroyed if we don't have these Deoxyses hook up.
So is it my turn?
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know if this really counts as, like, a memory, but I remember in my version of Sapphire, I had, like, literally, like, all the ribbons on my Starmie. Like, you know, like, how there's, like, contest ribbons in the Hoenn games?
Yeah.
Well, I had, like, literally, like, every single ribbon. I forgot, like, what... There was, like, cool, beauty, cute, smart, and tough. And I had, like, literally all of them, like, all five of them. There was, like, different, like... There's four...
Oh, yeah, the contests.
Yeah, the contest, there was, like, four levels for all five of them. So that's 20 ribbons in all. So I had, like, all of them on my Starmie. I worked hard to get it, too. I was mad. I kept getting mad as hell, but I worked hard for it. So my Starmie had, like, all those ribbons.
Yeah, I did that. I did that, too, except it was in Diamond, and I did that on my Empoleon. I even did that thing. Remember how he had, like... That shack in, like, the resort area, and there was, like, you know, you could get, like, this ribbon that cost a lot of money, and then you can get another ribbon that cost a lot of money, and then you can get, like, another, a final ribbon that costed, like, all your money. It was, like, 999999.
Yeah.
You actually did that?
I bought that from my Empoleon. He's in my Y right now. He has that. He still has those ribbons.
Is it named? Just curious.
Yeah, I named him, though he was, like, my first Pokemon ever, so he kind of had, like, a newbie, he has, like, a newbie name. Diamond was my first game. The only reason I played Hoenn is because I went back one generation, because I was like, oh, hey, you can actually connect this game to the other game, and, you know, I have a DS of the thingy inside of it, I'm gonna put the thingy in the thing.
And you were like, wow!
Yeah, I sound like Toad when I was, like, 9 years old. Anyways, yeah, I was really into, I really loved penguins, so that's why I loved Piplup. I was like, yeah, motherfucking penguins! Actually, motherfucking, because I was 9 years old.
If you said that as a kid, mom and dad would be like...
Oh, no, 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 no.
So penguins.
Anyways, yeah, I really like penguins because of the movie Happy Feet. So, and March of the Penguins, too.
Oh my god, Happy Feet was my favorite movie.
I love March of the Penguins.
Actually, before I got Pokemon, I used to be really into, when I was a kid, I used to be really into Club Penguin.
Toadette and I have the same backstory.
So, I named my Piplup after the Club Penguin character I had, which I named after the Happy Feet movie. So, his name is Mumble ABC.
Oh my gosh. I didn't name my Piplup that, but I think Toadette literally has the same exact backstory for Diamond as I did.
What was our question even again? Oh, too. Yeah, Hoenn memories.
Hoenn memories.
We're getting way off track. I was like, wait, yo, Diamond and Pearl, what the hell? I don't really have too many Hoenn memories since... I can't really share memories about my emulator because I'm still playing that. but when I actually played Emerald a few years back... I remembered I actually, like, never beat Wallace, because a lot of my... I didn't have any Pokemon that were good against water types, because, you know, I wasn't too good at making teams. I just chose all the Pokemon I liked without actually, like, thinking about it. So I had a lot of Pokemon that were the same type. And what I actually did is I could have just used Rayquaza to sweep his entire Elite Four in him, but I transferred my Rayquaza, like, immediately after I caught it into my Diamond, and I'm actually kind of pissed off because I still have that Rayquaza to this day, yet I can't put him in Pokebank. Because, like, for some reason it says he's hacked. Like, you know, like they don't accept him. That's a legit, so weird. It's a legit Rayquaza I caught in Emerald with a Master Ball. You know, because I wasn't good out, and like this guy was like level, like, wasn't he? Isn't he like level 70 when you find him in Emerald?
I think so. My
best Pokemon was like my Swampert, which I remember his name being Marshall. I was actually kind of smart with my names, except for Mumble ABC. His name was kind of dumb, but like I remember my Shinx. I actually named it Lux, knowing that was like the Latin word for light. Before I knew it, evolved into Luxio and Luxray.
Dear Lord, Toadette.
Yeah. Anyways. Yeah, so I had my Swampert named Marshall, and I named my Rayquaza Drago because I was really into Bakugan, and the main character's like monster was like a dragon who was named Drago, and I was like,
oh, I remember Bakugan.
I couldn't stand Bakugan, but at the same time, I love it.
I still have like all of my toys from that. I collected the little toys. I have like 100 of them in a box, like right next to me. I really actually want to start collecting them again, but they don't sell them anymore because it just kind of declined in popularity.
I had them, but I think I broke most of them because they were really finicky.
Yeah, you must have had the old ones then. Anyways, so I had my Rayquaza named Drago, and I transferred him to Diamond, and I actually, like, you know, I played around with him and whatnot, but my team in... My team in Diamond was so, like, newbie. I had my Empoleon, my Luxray, and then Heatran, Rayquaza, Giratina, and Lugia. I used a lot of legendaries, but I love them. I love them all. I treated them like they were family. Like, I can remember their names now. There's Mumble ABC, Lux, Blaze, Drago, and then Giratina and Lugia. Cause the Giratina and the Lugia weren't actually mine. I actually killed the Giratina in my game in Diamond, and I got really depressed because of it. Cause I didn't know that they wouldn't come back. So I went on GTS to find a Giratina. I forgot what I traded for it. And so I got this Giratina, this unnamed Giratina from someone else. And then this Lugia I had was actually a hacked Lugia that my friend's friend gave me, because I had a friend that I'd come over to her house, and we both really play Pokemon, and she had this friend who also played Pokemon, but he was a hacker too. So he gave me his Lugia for free, like just for like a random crap Pokemon. And I actually didn't know it was hacked until I realized it was... its name was Lugia 5 Spaces. So it's like, go, Lugia! Explanation point. And I noticed it was hacked when I saw a new Hydro Can, and its ability was Wonder Guard. So obviously I couldn't bring him into X and Y, because he's definitely hacked. But I don't understand why they wouldn't let my Rayquaza in. And I'm really sad, because... if I can't find a way to put him in my game, then, you know, I won't ever get that honor of transferring a Hoenn Pokemon and putting it right back into Hoenn. Uh-huh. I think that's the coolest part. I think that's the coolest part about these remakes, because if you had a Pokemon you transferred from all the way from Hoenn, you could put him right back in Hoenn. This is the first game you can do that with. So, anyways, yeah, I talked more actually about Diamond and Pearl, but I played that and my Hoenn game around the same time, so, like, the memories I have from both of those games kind of intertwine. So, yeah, I never actually beat Emerald, but I beat pretty much, like, 99% of it. I just never beat the champion. Mm. Alright, so, the next question is... would you have rather had Pokemon Z / the third 6th generation game come out before this? Yeah, why or why not, Sol?
Well, it would depend. If Pokemon Z was to have more Pokemon / an entirely different new region, or at least a slightly changed Kalos region, maybe. But honestly, I would be happy with either. If I wanted more, I'd probably want a remake of... the 6th generation, or Pokemon Z, whatever that is, or whatever you call it. I'd rather have it over a Hoenn remake first.
SC?
I was actually expecting Pokemon Z before this, so I mean, I would have been happy with Pokemon Z. So this is awesome. I just thought that they wouldn't go the extra mile to create or recreate an entire new region when they can just use an existing one, especially since they have this new engine. But yeah, I'm happy either way. Even more happy it's a remake.
Okay, Staryu.
I really don't think it matters to me. Like, if something like Pokemon Z came out first, it wouldn't matter to me either way. Like, it doesn't bother me. So, Ruby and Sapphire coming first, you know, that's cool with me.
As for me, like I see, I actually thought they're gonna show Pokemon Z or whatever the first, you know, people are, you know, speculating, you know, Pokemon Z or Pokemon X2Y2 or Pokemon ZXZY or whatever like that.
ZXZY.
Or, you know, XYYX, you know, X squared, Y squared,
that's
X to the power, X to the power of your mom. Yeah, like SE, I actually thought, that was gonna come out first, but I'm not too particularly disappointed by a Hoenn remake coming out first, because, you know, they're long overdue, and, people always thought they were actually gonna appear during 5th generation, but it's a kind of a good idea they didn't, because if you notice, every remake has been on a new console, like, you know, Fire Red and Leaf Green were on the GBA, Heart Gold, Soul Silver on the DS, and now we got Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire on the 3DS. So, you know, they skipped a generation because, you know, that 5th generation was still on the DS. Granted, it was the dying point of the DS when the 3DS was starting to come into power, but now the 3DS is in full power, it'd be stupid to put it on the DS, especially since, you know, Wi-Fi is ending, so what are you gonna do? So anyways, yeah, you know, I didn't expect it, but it was a smart move, because, you know, now we have something a little fresh to go to, and then we can be even more hyped when Z, or whatever they're gonna call the next game, comes out, because then we can go back to Kalos. Yeah. Alright. So, the next question is, what are you hoping they will change or add into the new games? And this is something like, you know, new Mega Evolutions or, like, 6th-gen mechanics or, like, you know, something that annoyed you in Hoenn that you want gone. So.
For changing or adding, water. The water routes. Literally, I could care less about anything else that, well, no. I'd be happy with anything else changed, but if I ever had one thing mandatory, it would be the water routes. There were a whole bunch of somebody painted on, I think, Reddit, and it was a picture of the map of Hoenn. It was like my only wish for the Hoenn remix, and it literally just points to all the leftover islands that were never actually put in the game. And, like, these put into use. I'm like, exactly, because it'd be separating from all the water routes in the game. I mean, there were like five, I think, in total, five, long and short, but. There are 5 water routes or so, and I don't like any water routes. I think literally they've been very scarce with them recently because of it. In fact, I think there are only 2 water routes in Kalos, and 1 to 2 in Neo Unova, the Black and White 2 region. So I don't like water routes. Just not get rid of them, but somehow hack them down between the 2, because it's a lot.
All right, SE?
Nothing. I have no idea.
Yeah, again, you can't really answer Trumpets. The question. Staryu.
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 Staryes.
Staryes.
Yum.
Staryu.
Oh, Staryu, yes. What would I, basically, like, what do I want to see changed, added? Well, I would like
to
see...
Yeah, like, something that you want to change from that would annoy you in, like, Hoenn, or, like, if you want to add something, like, you know, new Mega Evolutions or whatnot.
New Mega Evolutions, that would be so cool. I want to see some more Mega Evolutions for some really cool Generation 3 Pokemon, like Metagross. Oh, my God, Metagross is my favorite. What else? Sableye sucks. Why would I want one in Sableye?
That's the whole point. Mega Evolutions should be for Pokemon that suck.
Sceptile.
I mean, look at Mawile. And Kangaskhan.
Don't forget them.
Oh yeah, that's definitely true. They definitely buffed Kangaskhan up. So yeah, they could make. That would be a cool one to see of Sableye, because Sableye would be like, I imagine some type of like crystal diamond like design for it. What else? There's like tons of cool. Oh, Shiftry. Shiftry's my favorite.
I thought you were gonna say something else.
Shiftry. Yes. I want a Mega Evolution of Shiftry. I want a Mega Evolution of those three Pokemon: Metagross, Sableye, and Shiftry.
All right. Something I would want to change again. Yeah, less water routes. I mean, Hoenn's pretty much all about water, but I really don't want to go with that experience again of having to put free HM moves on my poor Swampert. And, you know, he's like, oh, why can't you just have another Pokemon use that move? And I'm like, well, I mean, most of the time, a Pokemon that can also learn those moves is also a water type, and I don't really like having repeating types. Like, ever since, like, I realized in, like, Black and White, I had a lot of Pokemon. Like, my entire team is either weak to ice or dark. And so, like, something like a Weavile could just sweep my entire team, and I'm realizing, oh, damn, I have a lot of Pokemon, I have a lot of common weaknesses, I should, like, you know, try to fix that up. So, now I've been trying to go through every Pokemon game with the same kind of goal, like, avoid common weaknesses, try to be unique with your types, and avoid using legendaries, you know, like, one legendary maximum, because, like, in Diamond and Pearl, I had, like, freaking, like, four legendaries on my team. Heart Gold, Soul Silver, I had, like, five on my team. Four. I had four on my team, just like in Diamond and Pearl. So now I'm like, alright, I was a real noob back then. Let's just make it, like, one legendary, or none, if that's even better. Yeah.
Oh, I just thought of another cool Mega Evolution. Mega Deoxys.
Ooh. Oh, they'll probably have. I think they're gonna have Mega. If they're adding some, I'm expecting a Mega Jirachi.
Oh yeah, Mega Jirachi would be pretty cool.
I love.
They should
Jirachi.
Make it like Steel Fairy, because I could have sworn exactly. Jirachi was gonna be turned into. I don't even know why Jirachi's a Steel type.
A lot. Of, well, that's the same.
It's
it was the
as
same
hard
reason.
As Steel.
Maybe because it comes from like the stars or something. You know, it's like hard as a meteorite or something like that. I don't know.
It's
that
it's
meteorites make me think more of like rock type though. Whatever.
Mawile's a steel type too, and it kind of doesn't make much sense until you realize it's like made of, like its teeth are made of steel or something.
It's like, yeah, like the little black parts on it are supposed to be like made of steel, because it eats like iron bars and they like fuse into its body.
That's so weird.
Anyways, yeah. as for like adding, I want them to. I know it's more of like a sixth gen, like a X and Y thing, but I want them to bring back Pokemon and Me for the Hoenn games. You know, something
that.
Like the something to do. Maybe Super Train too, but mostly Pokemon and Me, because that would be cute to do. And you know, you have something to do on that bottom screen. And I thought Pokemon and Me was a really nice touch. And for Mega Evolutions, I would definitely want Mega Evolutions for the other two starters, because it's not fair if Blaziken's the only one that gets it, because then everyone would just use Blaziken. You know, RIP anyone who chose Treecko. You know, maybe you know, Swampert holds a chance, but like
not much with Speed Boost.
Well, no, I mean, because it has, like, high defense and also also the type advantage. But still, you know, a fighting-type move could probably, like, take it down in two or three hits. Or just one if like Blaziken gets a boost like a boost in attack, but I definitely want Mega Swampert and Mega Sceptile, because that would be cool, especially for anyone who is like bringing back their old starter from Hoenn back into the game. So you know, that's why I really wanted Mega starters in the original in the sixth gen games in the first place, because like I would have loved it if like I could bring my dear old Empoleon from Diamond, and then watch him Mega Evolve in 3D on the battlefield, but, you know, that didn't happen, so at least, you know, make it happen with the Hoenn starters, you know, people who, you know, have their Swampert or their Sceptile from, you know, Ruby, Sapphire, Emerald, you know, bringing it back through all these generations, and then they finally get to see it in its full glory, Mega Evolve into, like, an amazing new form, it'd just be really cool. Other Pokemon I would want a Mega form for, yeah, Shiftry sounds like a really cool idea. Mega Cacturne would be kind of cool. I just really like the Grass Dark types. Mega Sharpedo would also be cool. Like, Gen 3 had some really badass Dark types. Like, like Mightyena, Sharpedo, Shiftry, Cacturne. They really made the dark type shine in this generation. Oh, Crawdaunt! Yeah, Mega Crawdaunt would be awesome.
Oh man, you're bringing up all these Pokemon. I completely forgot about Cacturne and Crawdaunt. That would be awesome. I know.
Gen 3 had some. Gen 3 did the dark type a lot of justice. Like, the dark type wasn't that good in that generation, but in terms of design, hell yeah, they brought dark type a lot of justice. Because, like, there weren't that many dark types in Gen 2, and that was supposed to be the damn generation they introduced it in. Like, what was all they had? Like, Umbreon and Sneasel? That's pretty much. Oh no, Murkrow. Murkrow,
yep,
too.
Those were the three.
That was it.
That's it. Well, yeah. Okay. So yeah. So, Gen 3 and even Gen 4 too. Somewhat, they gave the dark type a lot of justice by adding a lot of badass dark type Pokemon. So it'd be cool if those guys got Mega Evolutions. Everyone's been talking about Mega Metagross, and you know now you know. I don't really. I like Metagross. I'm just not like a huge fan of it. But I thought it'd be pretty cool because you know. It seems like they're gonna eventually give every pseudo legendary a Mega Evolution because you know they already did it for Tyranitar, they already did it for Garchomp, they'll probably do it for the other ones. You guys want to hear this awesome idea I read about on Facebook?
Sure. I think I know what it is.
Okay. So remember how Heart Gold and Soul Silver borrowed some elements from Crystal?
I know what this is. Yes.
So, somebody on Facebook suggested that Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire should do the same by bringing some elements from Emerald. And that, you know, when you finally get to the champion, you know, you have Steven there, but also Wallace. So, Gen 3 is the generation that introduced double battles. So, you know, imagine a freaking championship double battle against Steven and Wallace, and then they, like, send out Mega Metagross and Mega Milotic. How cool would that be?
I'd be down for that.
That would be really awesome. What do you guys think?
I think it would be really cool.
Yeah, it'd be really awesome. So, you know, yeah, I don't know. I thought it'd be cool if they honored it like that, since Gen 3 did introduce double battles, and like double battles are pretty much like my favorite form of fighting because like, that's really like the one I have the best chance of winning in. Anyways,
I have a quick question. Yeah. It was Roselia was the Roserade evolution in this game, or did that come in Diamond?
Roselia
came in Gen 4.
And so did its pre-evolution, Badoo.
Yeah, Badoo and Roserade came in Gen 4. Roselia was just a single Pokemon in Gen 3.
So that gives me another question, because I've never played a Pokemon remake. Oh, so, you know what? Shut your face.
The shade!
Ezzy, I heard was hearing something else, whatever.
Anyway, with Pokemon remakes, do they add newer Pokemon into the mix?
Yeah.
So you'll
they did like that with the they did that with they did that with Fire Red, Leaf Green, Heart Gold, Soul Silver. I mean, like in the game, you mostly just saw like the Pokemon of that region. But like, say if they had an evolution, let's take Murkrow for an example. Like, you know, you would only really find Murkrows in the wild in you know Heart Gold and Soul Silver. But if you gave it a Dust Stone, it would still evolve into Honchkrow, even though Honchkrow was a Gen 4 Pokemon. It's not like, oh, you know, that didn't come until Gen 4, you can't do that yet. So they probably just do what they did in the other remakes. Like, you know, the native Pokemon would mostly just be Gen 3 Pokemon. Basically any Pokemon you find in Gen 3 and back, but, you know, if they had an evolution that existed in a later generation, they would not, like, deny you the right to evolve it like that. Hell, you could probably even find some future Gen, Pokemon, like, maybe post-game or whatnot, because that's what they usually do with a situation like that. So they're not gonna deny, they're not gonna, if you wanna bring, like, your Roserade into the game, they're not gonna be like, no, it's a Gen 4 Pokemon!
Well, so, that's my question, like, would they be willing to do Mega Evolutions for Pokemon that aren't necessarily Gen 3? I don't
know. Oh, yeah, they probably... They might, but I was just saying, you know, they probably would just focus on Gen 3 because, you know, it's a remake of that, right. You know. And then, yeah. You know, they would add the other Mega Evolutions, like, say, come Pokemon Z or whatnot.
Yeah.
Or whatever they call the next... All right, so next question is, what's up with those weird Groudon Kyogre pictures on the cover? Do you guys think they're Mega Evolutions or form changes? And do you think Rayquaza will get the same treatment? Soul.
Now, I don't think it's actually Mega Evolutions or maybe not necessarily form changes. I would like to compare it to how Xerneas has an active and neutral form, I think it is. I believe these are sort of like battle form changes, but they're maybe, or probably just pure aesthetics. Maybe like, I have a feeling this has something to do with Team Aqua's / Team Magma's plans. And maybe, you know how like they had the orbs, like they chose the wrong orbs for each
red orb, blue orb, yeah.
Yeah. I imagine maybe in this game or these games they either get it right or this is what they look like when
I'm kind of wondering how they got the orbs wrong, like, you know,
because
it's
they're
like
dumb.
It's like, you know, freaking Maxi, it's like, let me get Groudon, the big red guy. Oh, let's get the blue stone.
It's Maxi from Team Magma. I like Team Magma better though.
Yeah, Maxi's awesome.
Nobody liked Team Aqua. I hope they fix that, by the way. I hated Team Aqua. They just look ridiculous as like weird.
I really like Team Magma because I thought the name Maxi is way better than Archie, and also cuz I love their freaking like spiked hoodies. I want a Team Magma hoodie. Oh, that's another thing I wanted to add about things they want you to add. Clothing customization. That would be cool. Like, imagine if you could wear like a Team Magma or a Team Aqua outfit.
Hell yeah, I would love
that.
That'd
be so cool. I'd never thought of that. Now because obviously clothing customization is gonna be back, but that'd be awesome if you could actually have a uniform.
Yeah, and then like, yo, you could switch between like the normal color and then like the green color that they got in Emerald.
Oh.
Like the main characters, you know how like with like Mei, like they changed her clothes, so like she wore like a green outfit in Emerald and all.
Oh, I can't stand Mei.
Right. Okay, anyways, SC, what do you think about those new Groudon Kyogre things? Because those pictures of them in the covers, that's not what they normally look like.
Right. I figured that one out. But, yeah, I mean, coming off the game that just introduced Mega Evolutions, it's, like, that's what I would expect. And sometimes I think, like, oh, maybe they're just trying to trick us, and it's actually this and this, but, I mean, it's Pokemon. What are they trying to fool us? Like,
they're
why? What's the point?
It's entirely new Pokemon.
In Japanese shows and all, like Get Pokemon TV or whatever it was called, and in Kurokuro Magazine, like, they constantly keep saying, what's up with Groudon Kyogre? They don't look like their normal selves. It's like, they're really, like, shoving something in your face. They're really, like, implying something. And I'm seeing implying in, like, bold 72-point, like, giant font, like, implying... Yo, these guys are different! They look different than what they normally look like! So, you know, something's definitely up.
They are different?
Cough, yeah. Cough, it's a new Pokemon. It's a new form! It's a new form.
Choking.
Staryu, do you have any ideas on what's up with Groudon Kyogre? Are they Mega Evolutions? Are they form changes? Are they going to a sweet rave party and got their rainbow makeup on?
I definitely think it's the last option.
Yeah.
But truthfully, I do think they are Mega Evolutions. I think because the Mega Evolutions are, like, the new thing, I think there have to be, like, some type of Mega Evolution. I don't see how it couldn't be Mega Evolutions, because, like, that's, like, the newest thing they're putting out there. Like, on Generation 6, that was the whole thing. That was, like, the coolest thing out. So, like, I definitely think that's it. I definitely think that they're trying to show everyone that Mega Evolutions are still around. They're not getting rid of them. And do I think Ray... How do you say his name? Ray...
Rayquaza.
Because, you know, as a kid, I always say Rayquaza.
Rayquaza.
You better sell. You better yourself.
It actually does look like it's spelled Rayquaza.
Do not make me get into Paras and Kegiscan and Gyarados.
Because it's supposed to be pronounced Rayquaza, I'd always used to spell it like this, but that's wrong. And so it's supposed to be this.
Okay, so if you, because you guys are on a podcast, you can't
I'd spell it Rayquaza, Rayquaza, but it's actually supposed to be Rayquaza. And you know how I can remember now? Because it's like Quasar.
Yep, that's the thing. I never even understood how people got Quaza out of, because I always
knew, was a kid. What's SZ's excuse?
I was a kid and I knew that was Quasar.
Oh, please.
Well, not everybody knows what a freaking, like, space system is.
I still know what a Quasar is, but I knew it came from Quasar.
Oh, please. So you're giving yourself way too much credit. I don't think you pronounced everything right as a
kid. I'm not giving me no credit. I'm just saying I knew what it was.
All right, y'all. All right,
anyways, enough about Rayquaza. What were you going to say about Rayquaza?
I do think that I call it legendaries, he sometimes.
Gender neutral, gosh.
I do think that it has a mega evolution as well. Yeah, that's all that I had to say.
Okay, as for me, yeah, I want to say that they're mega evolutions since this is coming off, like, the Gen 6, but they really don't look that different, like, except they just, like, you know, usually mega evolutions, they get, like, you know, big spikes or long, beautiful hair. Or just, like, extra appendages or whatnot. And they don't really look too different other than the cool, fancy, glowy effect. But anyways, did you guys happen to notice that Rayquaza and Groudon and Kyogre, we're not talking about Rayquaza now. Groudon and Kyogre, did you notice that they actually gained, like, little Omega and Alpha signs on their body?
Yep. I didn't notice it on Groudon, but I noticed it on Kyogre.
Really? I thought it was really obvious on Groudon. It actually took me a little while on Kyogre. It's like, oh, it's shaped like kind of like the A sign. Yeah.
It was more like I heard that the signs were on there. I was like, oh, I see Kyogre's. Where's Groudon's? Oh, it's on its shoulder. That looks weird. It's very.
Not on its shoulder. It's on its hand.
What? Oh, what the
heck? So probably it's on not its shoulder. Even
look. Its arms are pretty weird. It's got like it's got like a shoulder then a hand. It's like what's up with Groudon's arms? Anyways, I want to say they're mega evolutions, but they don't look like too different to be mega evolutions, because usually mega evolutions add a little more than just that. But whatever it is, I'm eager to find out what it is, because like the Japanese have been really, you know, hyping it up, like saying, you know, oh, they look different. You know, it's really sounding like, you know, they're trying to tell us something, you know, but they don't want to tell us just yet. As for Rayquaza, I'm assuming Rayquaza will get the same treatment because it's like, you know, it's still part of the trio, and I think it'd be pretty cool if it did. Thing is, though, I'm wondering what they would call it, like, you know, if Groudon's supposed to be Omega and Kyogre's supposed to be Alpha, what would Rayquaza be? Like, Delta or something like that?
Well, they could make a third game and call it, like, Chaos Emerald.
Everyone's heard that joke. They don't really make remakes.
Clever.
So, anyways, I'm assuming that if they do continue this trend, that Rayquaza would fit with Delta, because, you know, Alpha's the beginning, life began in water, you know, Omega is the end, so life dies on land, and then Delta is the change, and Rayquaza changes the fight between Groudon and Kyogre.
Delta, if that were game Delta Emerald, that would actually would kind of work.
Yeah, anyways, next question, this is kind of an obvious question, but do you think it was a smart move making the game come out in November before big titles such as Super Smash Bros. Wii U?
It's more like I don't think it's a dumb decision since I'm first. I don't necessarily think it's a dumb decision. I guess it's good on where it's releasing. It's in just in time for the holiday season, and maybe, we don't actually know if Super Smash Bros. For Wii U is coming out before, maybe they'll even come out on the same day like they did for Super Mario 3D World and Mario Party Island Tour and Link Between Worlds. Maybe they'll do the same thing, But around that same time, yeah, I mean, it's right before the holiday season. Kids are going to want to buy games.
For me, I think you can release this game or any Pokemon game at any time in the year. It doesn't matter because that thing's going to sell like crazy anyway. It does not matter when you release it. I would be worried about the other games, to be honest.
All right, so do I think it was a smart move making the game come out in November? Well, is it for sure that Smash Bros. Wii U is going to be coming, like, after, you know, coming out
they
after
said the win- They said the winter, and winter starts in December, so, you know, I'm assuming they're going to try to put out before Christmas or whatnot, because that'd be a smart move, because then you get everyone buying their, you know, if people haven't already bought a bunch of Wii U's for Mario Kart 8, you know, then they'll buy definitely buy a bunch for Smash Bros.
Oh, actually, totally, especially if it's a bundle.
Actually, winter starts November 21st.
What? So. No?
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 Are you a nut?
I know. I was trying to get you on the false track.
Okay, so you better sit
down. I was about to throw you under a goddamn train. I am a winter baby, so I know everything about winter.
Yeah, get lost, soul. Who do you think you are? freaking little child, alright? Okay, so I do think that it was a smart move because, you know, you don't want it to come down too close to when Smash Bros. Comes out because, you know, everyone's going to be buying that, so, you know, it's come out, like, far enough in the distance where it won't matter. Like, Smash sales won't interfere with Pokemon sales. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you on that one. Yeah, we still got some of a little to, it doesn't take that long to beat a Pokemon game. Like, literally, I beat X and Y, at least the main story, not, like, whole catching every Pokemon and whatnot, but the main story I beat in 3 days, like, literally. In 2 days, because it came out, like, on, like, Columbus Day weekend, and, like, you know, so I got it on that Saturday, and I beat it Monday.
So, it took SC, like, a week to beat it.
Yeah, but he had to record everything he was doing.
Yeah, don't give me that.
Yeah, I played it like constantly. So, like I really played it like pretty much every hour I was awake. So that's why I beat it so fast. But yeah, it doesn't take too long to beat a Pokemon game. At least the main part of it, you know, not all that extra stuff like catching every Pokemon and whatnot and finding every item. You know, all that stuff that make you truly 100% it. So, you know, you'll be able to buy it, you know, beat it, and enjoy it in just enough time before, you know, Smash Bros. Comes out, so they won't interfere with each other.
Yep, I agree.
Same.
Sorry, I was eating my donut. Alright, so the final question we have today is, do you plan on celebrating in any way? Like, for example, doing a Pokemon marathon or replaying any of the games before it comes out? Soul?
Nothing. Maybe. No, nothing. I really have nothing to do. I don't usually celebrate or, like, do anything in celebration for a game. Unless I'm like, oh, like, or sometimes I get in the mood to, like, do something like, oh, Sonic's coming out. Time to get back to the fan base. Or sometimes with Pokemon, time to get really in-depth with the fan base. But other than that, I wouldn't do anything in celebration, I guess.
SC.
Yeah, what's the question? I'm getting into a fight with Star, as always.
Do you plan on celebrating the release of Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire in any way, like, you know, getting a chance to play any of the Hoenn games or just doing a Pokemon marathon, doing anything in your current games?
I will definitely be looking at the originals. Maybe not playing, but I will definitely look back to see what was cool about it, what people loved about it, what people hated about it, just so I'm familiar with it. Celebrating, well, I'm not going to have like a party when I get the game, because when I get it, I'm going to play it, not have a party. I'm just excited to play. I don't think any celebration or anything is going to happen.
All right. I can understand that. Star, you?
So, like, you mean, like, play any of the old games in celebration of,
Yeah, that's what I mean by, like, a Pokemon marathon, you know? Like, you know, I know a couple people who, like, in celebration of X and Y, they decided to, try to play every Pokemon game from every main series Pokemon game from the original Red and Blue to Black and White 2 before it came out.
Yeah, I'll probably like go on an emulator and just like replay like Ruby and maybe actually no, Ruby Sapphire. Actually, you know what? Maybe I should try Ruby because I've already played through the whole thing of Sapphire. So I'll play like something else like Ruby or Emerald. You know, just play a bunch of that and like get my.
You should try Emerald because like Emerald, you get like both. You get best both worlds.
Yeah, yeah. I'll probably play Emerald when near the release date.
All right. As for me. I'll probably just try to finish my Ruby emulator by then. Like, I'm pretty close to finishing it. I believe last time I left off, which was, like, about 2 weeks ago, I was at Victory Road, and I was just basically grinding my Pokemon so they were all the same level, and I could finally evolve my Laron and my Vibrava, which I did. But that's the last thing I did before I stopped playing because of school and whatnot. So I'll definitely be able to, especially with the summer coming up, I'll definitely be able to finish it before it come out, unless I get, like, super, super lazy, but I'm pretty sure I won't since I'm at Victory Road. So, literally, pretty much all I have to do is just go through Victory Road and beat the Elite Four and the champion. That's it. Hell, if I have enough time, maybe I might even, if I can get it to work, I want to try to use that randomized emerald, thing, because I just want to see what kind of crazy antics I can get with it.
I am looking into that. I thought of that right before we started the podcast. I might actually test it when I get home later to see why yours is glitching out.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know anything about like emulator technology. I just know what they do. So, anyways, those were all of our questions. So I guess you know it seems that we're all equally hyped for it. We're ready for it. So, I guess now we should move on to news?
News.
News and community, yeah.
News and community. All right, I'll take it up to you guys.
Go ahead, SC.
Of course, that's you guys. Yes, we have plenty of news. First up, today we're doing a community night. Today is actually... This weekend is the last weekend for Wii and DS Online Wi-Fi, at least the official servers. So yeah, please make your way over there and play before it's too late. Everything shuts down May 20th, so...
What are we playing this week, SZ?
This week, we are doing Brawl. And on Monday, the kind of last day, because I'm not sure when it goes off on the 20th, we are playing whatever we want, just on the last day. So mystery please box. Come for that.
Probably I'm not Mario going Kart. To be there for either.
Ugh, gosh.
Party pooper, as always. Anyway.
SZ, this is a podcast.
Yeah, be classy.
Okay, this just says Mario Kart 64. What am I... What?
Okay, of course, we're going to keep this in because SC can't do anything right. With Mario Kart 64...
All right, come on.
Mario Kart 64...
All right, leave him alone, guys. I didn't understand what that meant at all. It's like, Mario Kart 64? Oh, you meant the...
Thank you.
Oh, please. Mario Kart 64 is going to be out on Club Nintendo... Actually, it's out right now. Mario Kart 64 is available on Club Nintendo for purchase, which, of course, if you buy it, you have to go to the Wii menu on the Wii U and, you know, buy it on the Wii Shop on there. Not on the eShop, the
Wii... The Wii Shop.
Wii Shop. Is that what it's called? Wii. I don't think that... It's the Wii it's, Shop channel.
We're just going to call it Wii Shop now because that sounds way better.
Wii.
Some other great games that are available. Super Metroid. Kirby's Adventure. That's for the 3DS. And Brain Age Express Arts and Letters. Okay, I'm not going to say that's a great game because I don't know what the heck that is.
If you get that game over any of these other games, you are sick and twisted.
Yeah, there's something wrong with you. If you
or you already own them.
Or, yeah.
Yeah, there's something wrong if you don't... If you already own them, it's different. But if you don't and you want to get Brain Age, then there's a good chance that you need to see a therapist. But yeah, Mario Kart 64. Go pick it up and celebrate Mario Kart 8.
Oh, yeah, that's coming up soon. We only got about, like 2-3 weeks.
Yes, and speaking of Mario Kart 8, right now...
A little less than 2 weeks from now. It comes out the 30th, right?
Yes. The 30th, May 30th.
Hell yeah, son!
So, speaking of Mario Kart 8, today, while you're listening to this, and tomorrow from, like, 12 to 4 at all time zones, so, like, 12 to 4 Pacific Standard Time, Eastern Standard Time, from what I can tell, that's what it is. At GameStop events, they're going to be having demos of Mario Kart 8 in light of it coming out very soon, but they got all this information out so long, so there is a kind of a wait to get the game. But it is, they are having demos out in GameStop, and if you want to go over there, you can also get a, if you pre-order, already have it pre-ordered, you get, like, a double-sided poster, so, hooray.
Woo!
Okay. Posters! Is that it? Actually, I pre-ordered it, so maybe I can get a poster.
I think I have it pre-ordered.
I pre-ordered it when I went to, I put, like, $5 towards it, because I didn't have that much money. I pre-ordered it, when I went to get Mario Golf.
Mario Golf.
Great game, by the way. It's actually way more fun than I thought it would be. I literally only got it for Toadette, but when I played, I was like, damn, this is pretty good.
Agreed.
That's all. Is that all our news?
Yep, that's all our news, right. Girl.
Damn, it's been a slow week. Did we guys mention who won the what item won the Mario Survivor?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, that would have been last week. All right, my bad. I wasn't here, so I don't know. All right. So moving on to mailbag, we only have two questions this week. The first one is from, oh my god, I'm going to butcher his name so much. Ethan Pijaca?
It might be Spanish, so it might be Pijaca or something.
Pijaca? Let's just call him Ethan.
Ethan, we love you.
I'm sorry, Ethan. I don't know how to. I'm white, so I don't know. If your name is Spanish or what, you know.
Hey, I'm white too. Well, actually, I'm part Hispanic, so maybe I could.
I'm 100% white, so I'm even worse about it. Anyways, I'm not good at pronouncing things, so let's just call him Ethan. Ethan asks, for the whole cast, top three favorite final boss fights and why are they your favorite? It can also be from a non-Nintendo game.
Oh man, that's gonna be really tough. Just, oh my gosh. Someone else go first. I need some time to think about this.
Let's just go in asking order. So Sol goes first.
Okay, so I already have two on the top of my head. Dark Mind from Kirby and the Amazing Mirror, which I did complete. Well, I finally completed it.
You better have completed it. That's a freaking great game.
I can't stand that game. I can't stand it. I love it. It's really fun, but at the same time, I get so, like, lost. My mind is hurting. This one, I think I'm probably one of the few people who actually, like, really like. I love this game to pieces. I love Dementio / Mr. L, that last final boss in Super Paper Mario. I love that game, and so fitting for love that boss. I can't think of a third one off the top of my head, though. I hate Demise. That's a really lame one.
Mm-hmm. SC?
Yeah, I'm totally not prepared for this, so I'm just going to go with the three that are the most memorable right now. Banjo-Kazooie, Gruntilda. Yes, that's great. That was awesome. Pokemon Diamond Champion, because that was really hard for me back when I played.
If that counts, that's my third run. I love Cynthia.
It was really hard and it was really challenging, and it was so satisfying when I finally beat her. It was awesome. And I don't know, have you guys played or heard of Shadow of the Colossus?
Oh yeah, I heard of that game.
Wow, that game is basically boss battles. That's all it is, and they are super intense. They're really awesome. So definitely all of those. They're just extremely, the word is epic. That's all you can say. They're awesome.
All right, Staryu.
Sorry about that. My three top favorite bosses. Okay, let me see what I can think of on the top of my head. Okay. Golden Diva from Mario Land 4. Yes, Golden Diva.
That was a cool one.
She was hard. I didn't even understand. Okay, because there's...
It made no sense, but it was amazing.
It was just, like, the most bizarre thing I've ever seen. And then once you get her... Is it a her?
I think it's a her. It's Diva.
Okay, her... sorry, I don't mean to be rude. Okay, let me be serious right now. Okay, once you get her to, like, a certain, like... amount of HP, like, below, like, when it gets to the blue line, like, where there's, like, only two bars left, like, you could see that it's just a mask that she's wearing, and that she actually has a really freaking ugly face. Oh my god, I remember I'm like, what is that? As a kid, I'm like, ugh.
Like Wario.
No, Wario is Big Sexy.
That's what I was hoping for.
Okay, so favorite bosses. Okay, so what's that boss from the latest Kirby game? The bee girl. Queen
Sectonia.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I hate Kirby. Oh yeah, she's pretty cool.
Yeah, she's really fierce.
Very long boss battle, by the way.
Yeah, oh my
god.
Yeah,
I saw
it's like 20 minutes.
Yeah, I saw like a gameplay of it.
And if you fall off or lose all your health, you're gonna get mad as hell. We have to do it all over again.
Yeah, but Kirby games aren't too like lethal when it comes to bosses. Like you can like, I don't know, just, they can get pretty lethal, but it's nothing like, oh, this is effing impossible.
Oh yes, that definitely not like that. But you know, it was still a really fun boss battle. And I don't know. Oh my god, the third one. Maybe I should say Blue or Gary from the first Pokemon games, because I remember I couldn't stand that little punk. Oh, I smell you later. Oh my god, I couldn't stand Gary. Gary makes
Gary
me mad
was,
as hell.
Gary was here. Ash is a loser.
Oh, he was a little pest.
A lot of people complain. It's like, we want a douchebag rival again. It's like, I don't. I like the friendly rivals.
I like friendly rivals, so...
I know the douchebag rivals make you feel better about beating them, but, like, come on. Like, they actually do get really annoying. Oh, that's one thing I wanted to change, too. I didn't think about this until now. Make the rivals actually fight you again. Like, I really hated how they just gave up before their starter was fully evolved. It's like, come on!
It made no sense.
And that's the only boring. Other rival you had was Wally, but you only got to fight him, like, twice. And, like, the first one was, you're destined to win because his Ralts only, like, knew free non-attacking moves, and his only attacking move was Confusion.
And then the last one is in, and then the other one's in, like, Victory Road.
That's it.
From there
the
to
end.
There.
But, yeah, those are my three favorites. Toadette, what is your three favorites?
Ooh, that's a hard one.
Toadette is final boss.
I wish.
Toadette. That's her answer.
I can't say that though, because Toadette hasn't actually been a boss, let alone
in a Japanese game with Toad's War?
Or that one where you're dancing around Mark Dance Dance Revolution. Does that count as a boss?
She's not a boss. She's just a character. She's just a background character. Are you talking about Yakuman DS Staryu?
Yes. Yes.
She wasn't the final boss, though.
She was a boss.
Oh.
Yeah, she was one of the final bosses, but not the final boss. It was Bowser, as usual. No, it wasn't Bowser. It was actually Toadzorf, who was technically the final boss. He was the best player. It was a Mahjong game. It was Japan only. Who knew Toadette was so good at Mahjong? I don't know if I can actually say three, because I have so many that I like, but, I guess, well, one of them is Grima from Fire Emblem Awakening, because I thought it was really cool, because it was built up to an epic moment. I guess I could say I also really liked, there's so many I'm thinking of. Pikmin Freeze final boss is pretty cool. Even
that thing creeped me out.
I still can't beat it, but it was still a pretty cool boss battle. And, I guess the Mario and Luigi Dream Team final boss is pretty cool. I like it mostly because of the music. Like, I judge final bosses based on their music instead of the actual fight themselves. Because, like, I don't care if it's insanely hard, insanely easy. I'll just stand there like, da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. So, yeah, I would judge them based on their music instead.
Another final boss, just to quickly mention it, the Super Metroid final boss. I love that boss.
Isn't that the one where you actually fought Mother Brain herself?
Yeah, but Mother Brain, like, gets this weird,
and then
like,
the baby helps you.
Oh, I love that boss. Oh, why didn't I remember that?
Yeah, I just remembered now, because I was thinking of the Pikmin 3 boss, and how it kind of looked like that, the very loosely kind of looked like the Majora's Mask final boss. I was like, didn't Super Metroid have a similar idea where, like, the weird evil thing grows a body, and it does grow a body. Mother Brain's body is really
creepy. It's really creepy.
It is.
Is Mother Brain actually a female, or did they just call it Mother Brain?
It's a female, I thought.
I think it's a female. It has babies, doesn't it?
Well, I don't know. They're, you know, the asexually... whatever, let's not talk about this. Anyways, our next question is from BooFreeDarkBoo, and they said... Game Explained said in the new version, in their new episode, that GameCube Dry Dry Desert in Mario Kart 8, you drive all of the course except the underwater section in sand, making the carts drive slower than usual. Do you think it's a funny? If you think it's a funny good idea or a boring one?
Boring. Not really.
It didn't actually happen. That was just they were talking about the sand outside of the main path. But if it were to happen, it'd be really boring. It's like going 150cc, but it's like you're in 150cc, but you're going like 100cc, if that were true.
Well, I mean, at least it makes sense. Yeah, so much.
I can't stand, to be honest, I really can't stand the original Dry Dry Desert. I like the new one, though.
Yeah, I mean, you at least gotta admit, you know, it's realistic. SC, what do you think? You think it's a good idea?
Sure. What I think is most important is that I think this is secretly Dark Boo. He's actually trying to send us questions in a secret name. So,
I think it'd be really easy to tell if Dark Boo is sending us questions. He types in a format.
Yeah, he does.
He'd be like,
he uses a lot of sophisticated language.
Yes, he does.
Boo is one of those people. This isn't shade at all. This is actually a compliment. Boo is one of those people where, like, he types exactly how he talks.
Yes!
So, like, you know it's him.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God. When I first talked to Boo on Skype...
Again, this is not shade at all. I actually think that's pretty awesome.
No, really. When I first talked to Boo, he talks exactly like he types. I'm like, whoa, this is exactly how he types. It was amazing. The first time I talked to Dark Boo, he was so fascinating to me.
I think this is I don't really know. It's just it adds, you know.
Toretta.
It's bad.
I don't have an opinion on it. It's just
Toretta,
you know,
just broke down.
It's realistic. That's it. Toadette EXE has crashed.
.exe.
.exe, I'm sorry. Yeah, so those are all our mailbag questions. We only got two this week, unfortunately.
Send us more.
Send stuff it down our mail hole.
Send us more, seriously.
Can that
send
be
us some good questions. Come
stuff
on.
It down our mail hole.
I think that's our new motto for
Stuff it down our mail hole.
Leave a comment, guys. Stuff it down our mail hole.
Yes, actually send in mail this time.
Yeah, don't ask us what, like, do we like chips or something like that.
Oh my God, please.
That's our go-to.
And don't ask. I know you guys have to say, okay, I won't ask if you like chips. I'll ask if you like BBQ chips or like garlic
chips.
Let's
all answer this question now so we don't have to get asked it. I like chips.
I love chips.
I love chips.
Me
too. Potato chips.
Oh, especially
cheese doodles. I like tortilla chips, corn chips, and regular potato chips.
Potato chips, I like cheese.
Ooh, my favorite is cheddar and sour cream.
Yeah.
Ooh, I love pork rinds.
Mm. I don't think I've had pork rinds before.
Pork rinds are so
they're
gross.
So good. Oh, Sol, you're crazy.
They're
don't
so
get
gross.
Slapped, Sol.
It's like bitter and like salty, and I can't.
Oh,
I can't.
That sounds like it could be good.
You're never. Oh, whoops, never mind.
Excuse me.
The other day, I had some good ass chips. They are really good.
Staryu is like pork rinds. He's bitter and salty.
That's no!
Right. That's
oh,
how you bring
no!
It.
You did not just... He totally went there, dude.
I called Starry bitter, and now he's salty about it.
Wait, what? Soul called me bitter?
Oh, no!
Soul, you're leaving the podcast.
Oh, no! Stop! Oh, we're supposed to be friends! Stop! No more fighting! No more fighting! Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
I'm gonna raise hell from down on the ground.
Why can't we be friends?
Soul, you better apologize. Apologize now.
No, I said you were like pork rinds. You're bitter and salty.
You better apologize.
And taste good!
You better damn apologize. Say sorry.
No!
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Say sorry. No one's talking to you. No. Soul, you better say sorry.
Moving on. I think we have ending information.
Soul, you better say sorry right now. Our phone's going to break loose.
Okay. It's enough.
Say sorry. Say it now. I'll give you 5 seconds.
This is the best thing since Mario Kart.
3, 2.
I'm sorry.
Okay, all right. Settle down, kids. Settle down, children. Listen to Uncle Toadette. So you can visit our website at MarioPartyLegacy.com, and you can join our forum at MarioPartyLegacy.com/forum. So, you know, chill out with all the best members of the podcast, like me.
And nobody else.
Yep.
It's only Toadette. Literally, uh-huh. It's a forum just for Toadette. That's
yep.
It.
Toadette Party Legacy.
Toadette.com/Toadette.
Wait, honestly, I actually want to see if that's a real website. I want to see if there's a www.toadette.com.
Oh, gosh.
There is a Toadette.com.
Well, dear lord.
But it's not, like, really owned by anything. I could buy it for my own website name. I could have a Toadette.com.
Oi.
I don't have any money though. All right. Anyways, let's get on to the ending information. So you share your links.
You can subscribe to me at youtube.com/AbsolPowers or my blogspot AbsolPowers.blogspot.com or my Twitter AbsolPowers.
You can find me at SuperZamzy everywhere, Nintendo Network, Twitter, YouTube, wherever. You can follow me for calm and peaceful discussions, and people who aren't feisty, they're not there, so don't worry about that. I'm not pointing anyone out. Star, you're next.
What are you trying to say?
Talk about your Twitter, because you haven't been on Twitter all week.
Shit, doesn't matter.
Star, you posted twice this week, and I think you posted, counting today.
Okay, so, you know, I'm gonna ignore the, sarcasm, the shade, the nonsense from SC, because, you know, he's just trying to be playful, but he's not playful, he's annoying. You can follow me on Twitter, I'm at SpiderStarYou, my YouTube is SpiderStarYou, I make juicy, juicy, juicy videos. Soul, you better not say I don't make juicy, juicy videos like you did last time.
I said I was talking to somebody else and it picked up on the mic, and then I got mad at somebody.
Come on, Soul, that was too convenient, you literally said it exactly after I said I make juicy, juicy videos. Like, no, you don't. You said that. No,
I did not mean.
Okay. Anyway. You can follow me on Facebook, Tumblr, Nintendo Network. It's SpiderStarYou. And for some reason, I posted my social my YouTube link on my Miiverse, and then my Miiverse like profile is like hidden still. And this was like a week ago, and they still haven't corrected it. I think I just got banned from Miiverse. Has that ever happened to anyone?
No.
Well, not me. I'm still on
I barely use Miiverse anymore.
Well, Nintendo better fix this or else. But yeah, be sure to follow me on all those social links and stuff. And please rate us on iTunes. Yes, rate and review. Give us
a
ratings.
I will give you a kiss.
What did we say last time we were going to do? Oh, yeah, I'm going to give you a shout-out if you say... What?
Staryou Juice, the juice stamp of approval, I think.
Yes, I will give you the juice stamp of approval. I'll give you a shout-out on the next podcast if you rate and review us. And you also... You just rate and review us. Just do it. And rate us 5. Don't rate us 4, 3, or 2, or 1. If you do, you're going to get hellfire like Soul and SC are about to receive.
Actually, I think I could settle for 4.5.
I'll settle for a 4.5. I'll settle for a freaking 3. Like,
no, hell no.
No.
Don't rate us 3. Rate us 5.
Okay. So, you can follow me on Tumblr at unofficial official Toadette. I post I don't even know what I post anymore. I just post a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Sometimes I put my art on there, and mostly I just reblog stuff. But, you know, follow me anyway, because it's Toadette!
Yay.
Yay!
Yay!
I think that's it.
Yay.
So, thanks for watching, everybody! I hope you all get Omega Ruby or Alpha Sapphire so I can go and kick your ass. Alright! So,
yay,
let's all say goodbye to the nice people watching us.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Au revoir.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.